It felt like being a teenager again. Only seriously, he'd never been this bad, even at 17. John couldn't stop thinking of the sex chamber, of the way it stroked him, of the breathless feeling that would go on until he begged it to stop. He wasn't even thinking of sex or women. He just... Okay, maybe that was what he needed. Sex. Real sex. With someone hot. Someone who could make him forget what he was missing. Yeah, that might really be the answer, because he liked sex. He liked women. And maybe what he needed was just someone to remind him of that. So, sex was the answer. But the question was, who? Military personnel were off limits, of course. So that left the scientists. There was always Lauren Esposito, who really did have a great smile, except Rodney kind of had a thing for her, so that wasn't cool. Katie Brown, of course, was right out for that reason and more. John was pretty sure Rodney still wasn't over their breakup. Alicia Coleman was kind of hot, though, and not dating anyone, as far as he knew. He could ask her out, take her for a moonlit walk on the South Pier, maybe share a bottle of wine. Aw, crap. Who was he kidding? He'd never make it that long before he was either completely distracted or slobbering all over her like a horny baboon. And even if he did manage to behave himself, he would still be using her, whether she knew it or not. Yeah, and then she'd start expecting things, and they'd be dating, and it would be like Melanie all over again. Fuck. So, no scientists. And Elizabeth was obviously out, for the same reasons, not to mention the fact that she'd probably turn him down flat and then get all worried about him again. And as for Taylor... Okay, why not Taylor? Taylor didn't have Earth baggage. And yeah, okay... She could beat the tar out of him with or without her sticks, but that wasn't necessarily a bad thing. At least he wouldn't have to worry about his rank or position influencing her. And God, she was hot. It wasn't like he'd never noticed that. Except, shit, he couldn't ask Taylor. In the first place, he had no idea what her customs about sex were, whether she'd frown on something casual or not. And even if she didn't, John was pretty sure Ronan had his eye on her. And Ronan was really the last person he wanted to be on the wrong side of. Which meant, damn, he was screwed. Apparently there wasn't a single woman in the city of Atlantis he could ask to sleep with him. So it was up to him and his own right hand. John trudged back to his own room, past a couple of scientists making eyes at each other, and wow, was everyone in the city getting some except him? He locked his door, stripped off his clothes, found a tube of lotion, and sat down on his bed. He wasn't in the mood. Really not in the mood at all. He wanted to be leaning back in a cushy chair, feeling the buzz on the inside, letting it take him away. Not sweating and pulling on his own dick. Right. He squeezed a glop of lotion on his hand, then reached down and gave himself a quick stroke. Okay, it didn't feel bad, but he wasn't hard, and he wasn't getting hard, even when he pulled and squeezed and rubbed just the right way. He wanted to feel that point of pleasure inside him, the one that made his heart pound and his toes curl. Only that was an ancient's kink, a woman's kink, and there was no way he... His hand slipped down below his balls, rubbed the skin there, and felt a tiny spark. Not right, not what he wanted, but closer anyway. He rubbed again, and felt his limp cock twitch, just a little. Okay, more of that. A little harder. A little lower. Damn, he wanted to feel it inside, really inside. And then his finger was inside. And oh yeah, that was almost it. That was actually good, even if he couldn't quite get it. It was... His left hand found his cock and circled it, and that was better too. At least he was getting hard now. He dug his finger deeper in, trying to find the spark again. Maybe two fingers. Okay, that was pretty tight, but he pushed in anyway, ignored the little spasm, and curled both fingers up toward the base of his cock. Oh, yeah, that was it, right there. That was the spot, and he just needed to... Shit, he had the wrong hand down there, because his left hand was really not used to jerking him, and he couldn't get the rhythm right. It was awkward and stupid, and God, he was never going to manage to come, was he? John took a long, slow breath and let it out again. What he needed was a fantasy, and wow, that was pretty weird. He hadn't even thought about it, but he'd never once fantasized in the sex chamber. It had been all about sensation, and he'd just floated in it. He hadn't needed anything else. And now that he needed more... Crap. He couldn't fantasize about an ancient device, and it was all he wanted, so he was screwed. Totally screwed. Because, damn it, he was going soft. He tried curling his fingers inside again, searching for the good spot, but that only made it worse, because it just reminded him of what he was missing. He tried pulling on his cock again, but that didn't help either, and he was back to completely limp already. So much for jerking off. John pulled his fingers out of his ass, stumbled to his feet, and made his way to the shower. He turned his face into the spray and just let it wash over him, trying not to think, because the only thing he wanted to think about was going to the Northeast Pier. He was in serious trouble here. He had to come up with something, anything, to distract himself, and chess with Rodney was really not going to cut it tonight. He needed sensation, someone else's hands on him, and there was no one he could ask. John turned under the spray, letting it beat on the back of his neck while he lathered up his front. He was going to go down there. He knew it, suddenly, the way he knew he was going to feel like shit afterward, the way he knew Rodney was going to be horrified. But it was fucking inevitable. He was out of options. He was aching. And he was pretty close to the point where he didn't care if he ended up crazy or dead. He just wanted to come already. He rinsed his hair one last time and stepped out of the shower. It wasn't like he hadn't tried. Well, okay. He hadn't actually asked anyone to have sex with him, but since there wasn't a woman in Atlantis he could ask, what was he supposed to do? Ask a man? Oh, yeah, right. John toweled his face, then rubbed his hair. Hey, he was as open-minded as the next guy, probably more open-minded, given certain thoughts he'd had in his misspent youth, but it wasn't like he'd ever actually acted on them, and he wasn't about to start now. Anyway, asking a man would be just as problematic as asking a woman, even if it was for different reasons. He didn't even know if there were any members of the expedition who were gay. Certainly, no one he knew well was. And he wasn't about to give someone he didn't already trust that sort of weapon against him. Hell, the only person who would understand why he was asking would be Rodney. And seriously, on the list of people he would ever consider having sex with, Rodney McKay came in pretty much dead last. John tossed his towel over the rack and went back to his room to find some clean clothes. The thought of sex with Rodney was laughable. Well, of course Rodney was straight, so it was moot, but honestly, Rodney was Rodney, for God's sake. He was annoying and full of himself, and he complained about things constantly. And yeah, okay, they were friends, and Rodney actually wasn't a bad friend, but friends didn't do what John needed right now. And oh God, he wasn't seriously considering this, was he? John yanked on his boxers, then his pants. The thing was, Rodney was perfect. Rodney was straight, so there was no worry about any kind of entanglement. Rodney wasn't the least bit attractive, so even on the off chance John reverted to whatever kind of thoughts he'd had 20 years ago, he didn't have to worry about entanglement on his own side. And Rodney was the only one who actually knew what the stakes were here, so John wouldn't have to explain anything, wouldn't have to reveal anything, wouldn't have to be any more mortified about this than he already was. Christ, he couldn't believe he was actually considering this. He had to have a hole in his head. Maybe the damn sex chamber had already sent him over the edge, and he belonged in the funny farm for real. But God, he just wanted to come. He wanted to feel the buzz, the tingle on the inside, the damn ancient's kink. John pulled on a t-shirt, buckled on his holster, shoved his feet in his boots, and was out the door before he could think about it. The transporter was just down the hall, which was why he'd chosen this room in the first place. He was in it before he could think to stop himself, his hand hovering over the map's representation of the Northeast Pier. He wanted it. He wanted it so bad. His hand hovered over the pier for one long moment more, and then pressed the location closest to Rodney's quarters. Rodney looked tired and disheveled and more than ever like the last person he'd want to have sex with. but at least he was dressed, so John hadn't woken him up. "Rodney," his voice came out like a croak, "you've got to help me." Rodney frowned at him, but stepped back out of the way. "Yes, right, come in. Like I said, I'll do anything you need me to. Do you want to play chess?"
"No," John said, low and desperate.
Rodney's face went pale.
"You didn't actually..."
Now that was a vote of confidence. John shook his head.
"I managed to stop here."
Rodney's expression went marginally less stricken.
"Okay, so we just have to distract you. Occupy your mind with something else until the craving goes away."
He frowned.
"So, a movie maybe? Or, okay, I'll even watch football with you if you have anything. I'm afraid I don't have anything like that on my hard drive, but..."
"Rodney," John grated out, every syllable an effort.
"I don't need a damn football game. I need to have sex, preferably with a human being."
"Oh," Rodney said faintly.
"Of course. So, right, you came to me because obviously I'm the right person to, find you a partner."
Rodney swallowed visibly, and John put up a hand to stop him, but Rodney, being Rodney, barreled on, oblivious.
"I'm sure there are plenty of women who are attracted to you. We just need to find one. I can go look around right now. I guess the Marines are off limits, but there are plenty of..."
"No," John interrupted, because if he had to listen to another word, there might be violence.
"I can't ask a woman."
Rodney waved a dismissive hand.
"Yes, yes, I know. That's why I'm going to do the asking for you."
John caught Rodney's gaze, willing him to figure this out already. He was supposed to be a genius, wasn't he?
"I can't have you ask for me either. What are you going to say? Hey, come fuck John so he doesn't go batshit crazy? That's not even a bad pickup line. That's coercion, and I haven't sunk that low yet, okay?"
Rodney swallowed visibly.
"Okay, yes, I can see that. So you won't let me ask anyone, but you need to have sex, preferably with another person. I take it you've tried jerking off."
John just nodded, because Rodney really didn't need to know the details of that.
"It didn't work at all. Please, Rodney."
"Please what? Please..."
"Oh, God!"
Rodney's eyes went wide. "Christ, finally. Finally he got it."
I didn't realize you were gay."
Fuck. This was harder than he'd expected. And damn it, he thought he'd been expecting the worst.
"I'm not. I've never even... But that damn thing... And I can't ask anyone else, okay?"
Rodney gulped and looked away, like he didn't even want to think about it. And okay, John got that. He didn't want to think about it either. But that didn't mean Rodney had to be so obvious about it.
"Let me just get this straight," Rodney said. "You think the best solution would be to do it with someone else you're not attracted to. Someone who, just coincidentally, is also not attracted to you. On what planet does that equal a cure for a sex addiction?"
"It doesn't," John said, because damn it, Rodney was missing the point here.
"But it's the only option I've got."
Rodney flinched, like the thought of sex with him was worse than unappealing, like it was downright distasteful. And that was the last straw.
"You know what?" John said. "Forget about it. I thought it would be different, asking you, but it's not. So I'll just..."
And he spun and reached for the door control.
"Colonel, wait!"
Rodney put a hand on his arm, just as the door slid open.
"I didn't say no!"
John stared at the hand on his arm. It felt hot against his skin, hot and wrong.
"You should have."
Rodney took his hand away, but only so he could reach up and tap the door closed again.
"You think I'm going to let you go crazy?"
John took a long, slow breath.
"You don't want to have sex with me."
Rodney tipped his head back, nostrils wide.
"You don't want to have sex with me either. I say that makes us even. And anyway, if there's a chance it could work, we have to at least try it. It's just sex."
Oh, that was a good one. When had anything ever been just sex?
"Right," John said. "Just sex. And just sex is what got me into this in the first place."
Rodney snorted.
That's not sex. That's closer to torture.
He stepped back, hands on his hips, and eyed John appraisingly.
Well, if we're going to do this, we need to get our clothes off. I understand even gay sex works better that way.
Whoa. Okay. He hadn't realized they'd actually made a decision here, and what the hell had he just gotten himself into? John scratched the back of his neck and stalled.
Christ, this is going to be a disaster, isn't it?
Quite probably, Rodney said. And then, God, he was taking off his pants. Like this was, like they were, shit.
Now, strip, unless you want me to take off your clothes for you.
What? No!
Jesus, he didn't want Rodney to, but he didn't want to, and crap, Rodney's pants were down around his ankles already, and he couldn't exactly back out now, could he?
No, I got that covered, John said, and bent to unlace his boots. Rodney was too busy getting his own clothes off to look over, and that helped a little. John pulled off his boots, unbuckled his belt and holster, and stepped out of his pants. He left his t-shirt on, which was stupid, but it made him feel a little less naked, and he didn't figure Rodney would want it off anyway. When he finally looked up, Rodney was sitting on the bed, taking his socks off, so he pulled his own socks off, too. When he glanced up again, Rodney was completely naked except for his watch.
Bed?
Rodney said, and John came over slowly, feeling exposed and wrong, and God, he couldn't believe he was doing this to Rodney, who really hadn't done anything to deserve it. John sat down on the bed next to Rodney and leaned forward, his elbows propped on his knees. This is a really bad idea, he wanted to say. I think we should just forget about it.
Right, Rodney said. Where do we start?
John swallowed hard.
I have no idea.
Rodney sighed next to him, and a moment later John felt Rodney's hand on his back, right up next to his neck, rubbing him through the t-shirt. There wasn't anything the least bit sexual about it, and that helped somehow. Actually, it helped a lot. John let his head fall forward, and Rodney just kept rubbing like he had no other plans, like he could keep it up all evening.
Right.
Except John was the one who needed this, so John was the one who had to make the move. At the very least, Rodney deserved a decent orgasm, just for not saying no. John twisted around, cupped Rodney's shoulder with one hand, and tried to ease him back onto the bed, only he misjudged the amount of force it was going to take, and Rodney's head hit his pillow with an audible thump.
Crap.
John leaned over him. If Rodney had been a woman, there would have been kissing already, but he was pretty sure Rodney didn't want to be kissed. So he turned his face away and found his cheek against Rodney's shoulder, his nose buried in Rodney's chest hair. He could do this. It couldn't be that hard. Teenage girls, and boys, did it for the first time every day. And strangely enough, Rodney actually didn't feel so bad against his cheek. Rodney smelled warm and human, and his chest hair tickled.
Right.
John took another deep breath and slid downward, slid all the way down until he was kneeling between Rodney's legs. Rodney wasn't hard.
Right. Why would he be?
And his dick felt really weird against John's lips. It was soft and small and kind of wrinkly, but it didn't taste too bad, so John licked it and took it into his mouth, and then, thank God, it finally started to grow. He licked a little more, kind of slurped a bit on it, then went back to the licking, while it grew and then grew some more, until the skin was hot and taut against his tongue, and he could feel Rodney's pulse when he wrapped his mouth around the head. He glanced up, but Rodney's eyes were closed, so John closed his own and tried to figure out what the hell he was doing. He really should have paid more attention to the blowjobs he'd gotten over the years. Melanie had been kind of weird about the whole concept, so they hadn't done it very often, but Cynthia had been amazing. Only John had absolutely no idea what she'd done, except that he remembered she'd moved her head a lot, bobbing up and down on the shaft. He eased his mouth down around Rodney's cock, not all the way down because he didn't want to gag, but far enough that hopefully Rodney could feel it, then pulled back up kind of quick, and Rodney twitched in what was obviously not a good way.
Crap, John said, and pulled off.
A heartbeat later, he felt Rodney's hand on his hair, stroking him like a cat.
It's okay, Rodney said, which really didn't make John feel any better. Just try not to scrape with the teeth. Shit. Disaster didn't even begin to describe this, but he wasn't going to give up now. That would only make it worse. Teeth. Right. Okay, John managed, and leaned his forehead against Rodney's hip. At least Rodney was still hard. That had to be worth something. He lifted his head again and caught the head of Rodney's cock against his lips, then just sort of sucked him in. Rodney gasped, and John froze. He couldn't tell if that was another bad sound or not, but he didn't dare risk any more disaster, so he went back to the licking and the slurping. After a few minutes, Rodney kind of rocked a bit against him, which couldn't be all bad, so he kept it up. Only nothing really seemed to be happening here, and God, he wasn't imagining it. Rodney was starting to go soft. He was screwing this up. He was giving the worst blowjob in recorded history, and Rodney, who complained about everything, wasn't saying a word against it. Somehow that was the worst part, that Rodney didn't even feel comfortable being Rodney right now. John pulled off and propped his chin against his fist. That bad, huh? Rodney looked down at him, eyes too innocent, mouth pulled sideways. No, it's good. It's, really pretty good. I just... John rolled his eyes. Rodney, I've known 2-year-olds who could lie better than you. Yes, okay, okay, it's not working. Could you just... That thing you were doing before, with the sucking, that was actually quite nice. Sucking? Oh, right. The thing that had made Rodney gasp. So maybe it had been a good sort of gasp, and John just hadn't dared believe it. You mean this? He asked, and leaned forward to try it again, closing his lips around the head so he got a good seal, and then applying suction until Rodney's cock slid into his mouth, fast and hard. And Rodney made a little breathy noise and kind of lifted his hips. Yes, Rodney whispered. Yes, that. So John did it again, and one more time after that, and wow, he was actually doing something right here, because Rodney was twisting his hands up in the sheets. John made sure his teeth weren't in the way and sucked even harder, until Rodney whimpered, That's good, that's good, that's... Oh, God! And there was no chance to pull away. Rodney was coming already, flooding John's mouth with hot, salty bitterness. Fuck, John said, and spat and spat. Sorry, sorry, Rodney gasped. His chest was heaving, his face was flushed, and he looked debauched, which was something John had never really wanted to see. John flopped down on the foot of the bed. His neck was tired and his lips were numb, and he was never, ever, ever going to do that again. Hey, Rodney said, come here. John didn't even look over at him. He just needed to rest for a few minutes, then he'd leave. Honestly, at this point, anything else was too much work. But then Rodney's hand closed around his arm. Rodney yanked on him, damn it, and it was either make a scene or scramble up to the head of the bed and stretch out there, next to Rodney. John closed his eyes. God, if Rodney tried to suck him, he didn't know what he'd do, because either Rodney would be as spectacularly awful as he'd been himself, or Rodney would be better at it, and then he'd be smug, and... But Rodney didn't suck him. Rodney just reached down and closed a hand around him, warm and easy. It felt... Oh, God. It actually felt almost good. Rodney squeezed him a few times and then rubbed him in just the right spot, and John held his breath. He wanted... Jesus, he had no idea what he wanted Rodney to do, but he wanted him to do something, and that was shocking enough. And then Rodney's hand disappeared, and Rodney shifted on the bed next to him. Not going away, God, please, not that. But no. John cracked an eye open to see Rodney scooping up a bit of hand cream. You okay? Rodney whispered. John nodded, and then Rodney's hand was back, and it felt even better, slick warmth wrapped around him, squeezing and pulling and rubbing with no urgency, like there was no need to hurry, like Rodney was in this for the long haul. John could feel Rodney's leg pressed against his, and it wasn't a damn thing like the sex chamber, but it wasn't like trying to jerk off either. John relaxed into it and just let it happen,
Let the slow rhythm take him. Let Rodney do whatever Rodney was going to do. And okay, whoa, that actually was a little like the sex chamber, because it was totally out of his control here, and the way it was building, maddeningly slowly, was all too familiar. Except that it didn't feel the same, because the only place Rodney was touching him was his cock. Well, and the leg against his leg, but that didn't really count. Rodney wasn't touching his balls or his nipples or his... Oh, God. The worst thing was, he wanted it. There was no fucking way he was going to ask for it, but if Rodney touched him there, touched him inside... Jesus. John rocked into Rodney's hand, and Rodney squeezed him just a bit more firmly. John rocked again, and then it was a rhythm. He was practically fucking Rodney's hand here, but he wanted... God, he wanted... He was close now, close but not there, and it wasn't enough, wasn't going to be enough, unless... John whimpered and let his knees fall open, exposing himself, begging without words. And Rodney... Oh, God. Rodney slipped his other hand down to cup John's balls. John bucked hard against Rodney's hand, shoving his hips up so that Rodney's hand slid down, and for an instant there was pressure, exquisite pressure, just exactly where he wanted it. "Oh, God, sorry, I didn't..." Rodney said, but it was too late. John was over the edge and falling, coming so hard he couldn't see straight, all over his T-shirt and half of Rodney's bed. "Oh," Rodney said quietly, and then the whole room tilted, and John's face went hot. Fuck. Rodney knew. It didn't matter that John had managed to keep his mouth shut. Apparently, action spoke louder. And now Rodney knew what he'd wanted, knew his secret kink, and he couldn't even protest that it was the damn ancient's kink, because that was too much information in and of itself. Rodney's hand touched his thigh. "It's okay, you know." Like that would make it better. John shook his head and shoved himself up and off the bed. "It's really not." "It is if we say it is," Rodney said. "And I'm saying." Christ, if only if it were that easy. John looked around, desperate for an exit strategy. "You have clean sheets somewhere?" Rodney pointed to a drawer and stood up so that John could change the bed. There was something actually soothing about the automatic motions of tucking and pulling, and by the time John straightened, his face had cooled down. Rodney was holding something black in his hand. A T-shirt. A clean one. Which could only mean... John looked down. Oh, yeah. His own shirt was a disaster area. "You could stay if you want," Rodney was saying, like that was even an option. "The couch isn't too bad." John glanced up at him, then had to drag his gaze away. Rodney looked concerned, and he just couldn't bear it. "I'm fine." "No, you're not fine, which is, hello, why you're here in the first place." John still didn't dare look at him. "At least take the shirt, okay? You can't walk through the halls like that." "Jesus, it's 3 in the morning. Who's going to see?" "Take it," Rodney snapped. "Or do I have to strip that one off you myself?" John gritted his teeth. He didn't want it, didn't want to be beholden to Rodney any more than he so obviously already was, but he didn't want to have to explain that either. He took the shirt and exchanged it for the one he was wearing, which he balled up and dropped on the floor. Rodney was busy getting dressed himself, so John pulled on the rest of his own clothes, buckling at his holster but not bothering to tie his boots. When he finished, Rodney was staring at him again, looking oddly nervous. "You wouldn't go down there now, would you? I mean, I know this was pretty bad. Okay, gruesome wouldn't really be an understatement. But you can't, you just can't. Look, give me a day or two and I'll figure this out. Just don't..." "Christ," John said. And okay, it wasn't like he'd thought it was exactly good for Rodney, but he hadn't figured it was as bad as that. "I'm fine, McKay," he managed. It was, strangely enough, not even a lie. "You took the edge off, and I'm thinking I might be able to sleep if I leave now. If I stand here and argue about it, there's no telling." "Right, sorry," Rodney said. "Go. I'll come up with a better solution in the morning." Jesus, that was not what he needed. He needed Rodney to stop thinking about him, to forget this whole sordid thing had ever happened. John scooped up his soiled shirt and reached for the door control.
Rodney, he said, quick and low. Yes?
Just thanks, John said, and slipped out the door.